I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 1st. There were 6 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total up to 50. Quincy slipped into the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map yesterday because of a rise in the 2-week daily new case average. The death toll remains at 135. A second emergency shutdown in the past 2 weeks occurred at the natural gas compressor station in Weymouth yesterday. Enbridge Energy says a large amount of gas was released into the atmosphere when the station was shut down due to a malfunction. Now, Congressman Stephen Lynch is calling for an immediate closure of the station and a revocation of its permits. Lynch is scheduled to tour the station this week with federal regulators. The case of the murder of a 15-year-old girl in Florida in 1984 may have a Quincy connection. Cold case investigators say they found photographs belonging to that girl that were taken by Miller Studio of Quincy. The pictures appear to be high school senior portraits. Now, police are trying to identify the girls in the photos as they try to solve that case. Quincy police have cleared a Randolph police officer of any wrongdoing after a cruiser he was driving struck a pedestrian in Randolph in August. The investigation determined Officer Stephen Ellman used all available means to avoid hitting 29-year-old Christopher Divins on North Main Street. Divins sustained serious injuries. His family claims Ellman struck him on purpose after Divins says he was walking home because his car was towed from an earlier accident. The Boston Public Library is reviewing a request from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for the return of 3,500 books belonging to President John Adams. Koch says he wants to create a presidential library at the Adams Academy. The books were transferred to the Boston Library soon after it was built in 1894 to avoid damage and to reach the most amount of people. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 1st.